Welcome back, podcast listeners. Okay, let's go again. Welcome back, podcast listeners.
Bitches.
Oh, yeah. 2013, baby.
Woo!
Woo! Oh, yeah. 2013. You excited about 2013?
Yeah. How are you enjoying it so far?
It's all right, you know. Some people say 13's lucky for some and unlucky for others. You know what? This is going to be my lucky year.
Yeah, but this isn't 13, is it? It's 2013. It's
is it 2013 or is it 2013? 2013 sounds a lot cooler, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it does.
Maybe we should put that into practice. So, are you ready for 2013, Dust?
Yeah, or 201.3.
Yeah, that works. Yeah, that works. Yeah. Okay, whoa! Yeah!
201.3, baby.
And we're in, and we're in. Do you want to tell the listeners what we do on this podcast?
Well, I'm Leon. No.
Great start. That's how we roll.
Sorry.
I'm Leon.
And I'm Dustin.
And what we do is we solve people's problems. We're essentially...
agony uncles.
That's right. For a new generation. Just passing on our wisdom.
Well, last week we did Santa's Grotto.
That's right. The suicide rate goes up in at Christmas time and New Year's.
Right.
So just be thankful that
you're
not...
killing yourself?
Yeah. All right. Okay. Now, like I say, we solve people's problems and we put a hat out and we just get people to put stuff in the hat.
Their problems.
Yeah.
Opinions.
Opinions.
Bit of spit sometimes.
That's not the nicest, nice. Is it?
No.
The nicest.
This week, we're at Weight Watchers.
That's right. It's January. People are trying to lose weight.
Yeah.
Detox. So we decided to drop our hat at
Weight Watchers.
We're just finishing each other's conversation, aren't we?
Conversations.
Sentences.
Yeah. Sentences. And this week we're at...
Weight Watchers.
Or Whale Watchers.
Why'd you say that? Because they're fat.
That's just a little joke.
It's not funny. Yeah, it's I used to work at Weight Watchers as an intern.
Did you really?
I know. It was a horrible job. I worked in the mail room. So basically people
pick
would
up
send,
the
rappers. You're horrible. If only they could see you. You weigh what? Like 18 stone? You can talk.
I weigh 11 and a half stone.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I'm just 11.
Are you really? So yeah. I weigh more than you.
Yeah.
That's, well, muscle weighs more than fat, doesn't
it? Yeah, I've heard.
It's all in my thighs, I think.
You got massive legs. I used to work in the mailroom, so basically fat people used to send me their sizes and their, and usually pictures of themselves. I kept a couple, if I'm honest with you.
That must be like Gillian McKeith's fan mail.
I bet she gets like people sending her pictures of poo and stuff like that. Does this look all right? Do you know what I mean?
She loves it, though.
She's fit.
She loves getting it. What?
What? You're not a fan? Take the first one. Go crazy. Oh, the very first one of the year. Exciting.
Thank you, Leon and Dustin. You solved my problem in Greggs. And now I'm here and healthy.
Very good. Well, are you healthy?
Well, on the way to being healthy.
Yeah, okay, good. On the road. Is that just a thank you?
Yeah, that's nice.
Oh, that's
isn't
really
it?
Nice.
Lovely.
Well, they were in Greggs to begin with, and now they're at Weight Watchers.
We solved their problem.
We did. I hope that we see them along their journey.
Yeah.
So when they start like dating, or when they have kids, or when they, you know, break their very first bone or something. You ever broken a bone?
No, never broken a bone.
Me neither.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's going to happen soon though.
Why?
I'm almost certain because someone.
You can feel it, can you?
I can feel it. Oh no, that's a lie. I have broke my bone. I got hit by a car, and I broke my finger.
You got hit by a car, did you?
Yeah, riding my bike, and I broke. The only thing I broke was
your finger.
Yeah,
rock and roll.
Yeah, absolutely. Did a proper like Indiana Jones roll on the bonnet and stuff like that.
No, smashed you didn't.
The window. I did. Seriously.
I've never got hit by a car.
No.
So
that surprises me.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not very well.
Endowed.
No. I'm not very well. Not very good. That's speaking, apparently.
Hi, Dustin and Leon. Once I've lost all this weight, I want a date! Exclamation mark. Now, I don't know if that means they want a date with us. How would you get a date?
How would I get a date?
Yes. Now, in the 22nd
Once I've
century,
lost all this weight?
Yes.
Right, well, I'd want to get a new wardrobe. Okay. Bang, straight off to my old shops.
Good.
Get
good. New wardrobe. Yeah, new wardrobe.
201.3. Brand new year.
Tell you what's really good, and what I noticed is someone did a song about it as well. Paolo Nutini. Get some new shoes, man.
Yeah.
Apparently, women can tell what a guy's like by his shoes.
So, what do you mean?
As in, if you're wearing some, or you go out like Friday night or something wearing some nice shoes, women are like, oh.
Made an effort.
But hey, get some new clothes. It's a great example.
New wardrobe.
Yeah.
And then just get out there. Just go and.
Don't wait for it, because it's one of those things, you know, if you don't wait for it, like a bus will turn up and then another bus will turn up. They're like buses.
What?
People
don't use that analogy. We're at Weight Watchers. Yeah, don't say they're like buses. Sorry. It's horrible.
Okay.
They're like
there's loads of
slim, like minivans. Lovely.
Like minivans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's bad.
No, vans. They're just like really nice sports
bikes.
Cars.
Yeah.
Bikes.
Yeah. Bike. Really thin bike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Join a club. You know what I mean? I tell you, I want to join a club this year.
Do you?
I'm really good at climbing.
A club?
Yeah, I think there can be climbing clubs.
Yeah.
And then you can go away and you can climb stuff. I haven't climbed for a long
time.
Well,
like free running.
Oh, yeah.
Jump on buildings and stuff.
Me? I'd love to see you free running, yeah.
I can't even just run.
You can roly-poly though, right?
Yeah.
I think we should do a forward roll now.
I don't think we should because this is radio.
That's all right, but I mean, I'll describe it to the listeners while you go over there on that nice little piece of carpet.
Yeah.
Go on, let's get up. It'll be fun.
It won't be fun.
You'll feel like you've achieved something afterwards. That's it. Now Dustin's just leaving his seat. He's stretching. He's just swinging his arms back and forth. He's sitting on the sofa. He's on the sofa and he's just turned the TV. Get off! Come on. Let's do the roll. You've got this in you, brother. I believe in you. We all believe in you. We're with you. We're willing this to happen. He's bending over. He's now bent over. No, and now he's going to pick something up, and he's picking up a little Game Boy. Get off it! Come on! Let's do this. Are you ready for this roll?
Yeah!
Yeah! We're with you. He's put his head on the floor and his hands either side. Come on! Big push. He doesn't know how to do it. Head on the floor, kick with your legs. No, that's... Come on, no, that's not a roll. That's like a half a roll. He fell to the side. He didn't go straight over. We need to go straight over, Dust.
Yeah.
Again, forward, Dust. And tuck your head in.
I did it.
No, you didn't. Don't pretend you did. Don't. You're cheating our listeners. Listeners, this is happening, all right? Big push. Give me a kilo. That's ridiculous. I think we're going to have to quit. You're right.
I want a burger.
Good day. And welcome to the PBC, the podcast broadcast service. You're listening to the Leon and Dustin show.
Enjoy it!
Right. I lost 5 stone last year. New year, new me. What's your New Year's resolutions?
My New Year's resolution? Everyone's like, drink lots of water. I drink a fair amount of water, if I'm honest with you.
Yeah, me too.
I'll tell you what I'm getting involved in at the minute.
Coffee.
I like coffee. I'm going to tell you what coffee I drink. It sounds a bit girly, if I'm honest with you.
Go on.
Caramel latte. Do you ever, like, people get, you know when they get a pipe up their arse and they flush coffee through them?
What?
What's that called?
That's called illegal.
No, that's called something. My cousin got it done and one of my mates got it done.
She wants to call the police.
She basically got coffee like thrown up her, put up her.
Thrown up? What, just the beans?
I don't know. I don't know. Apparently that's good for you. I don't know what it's
called.
I wouldn't
have it with the caramel latte though.
Oh, I think I would.
Put up your arse.
Oh, yeah.
What was the question?
What's
your New Year's resolution?
Drink more coffee.
And insert it into your anus.
Okay, great. Next one. Hello, boys. I've got a friend who is mean to me, but we've been friends for years. What do I do? Just ignore their calls. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, just be like, do you want to go out? And you'd be like, nah, I don't want to go out. Not with you mean man.
I'm trying to imagine it. So, like, say me and you were going out or... going for a coffee or going for a beer and stuff.
Yeah.
And then you said something that I didn't think was very smart. Say something.
Clouds, will they last forever?
Shut up. And then I just carry on with my drink. That's a rude thing to say, isn't it?
Yeah. I feel bad.
Yeah, you wouldn't feel very good about yourself. So from this person's situation, I can imagine you're not feeling 100%.
Give them an ultimatum.
Or
in or out. Are you in or out?
Yeah.
Friendship is about give and take. Maybe, any relationship.
Maybe you should start being a bit mean to them.
I don't think that's the answer.
Well, be a bit mean and see how they like it.
So, will clouds last forever?
Shut up.
Why don't you shut up, you insignificant little insect? Yeah. Why don't you go over there with your drink, shrivel up and die? No one likes you. I don't like you. Your family don't like you. Friends of the family don't like you. They all hate you. You're a bully. Yeah. Is that a tear in your eye? Pathetic.
It's a bit much.
Is it?
A little bit.
Right.
A little bit. But it's good.
It's a good start.
You know what? Go in. Go in as far as you can. Be as mean as you possibly can, because I can imagine there's loads of years of resentment and just kind of hate just building up. Get it all out. And then if they want to be friends with you after that...
Have a fight.
Didn't you win one of your best friends?
Oh, yeah. Not on purpose.
I headbutted one.
I'm quite a flincher. Yeah. So he sort of like came at me like as a joke.
Yeah.
And I winded him.
How did you feel after that?
I felt great.
Did you?
Yeah.
Everyone was like, oh my God, did you hear about that? Did you hear about your winning?
He's like captain of the rugby team. I'm like, what? I feel like Peter Parker. Like, boom. Yeah, what? You want some?
Did he do anything? He beat you up?
No, he just laughed.
I headbutted one of my best mates on a drunk night out. I love him, even to this day. And then after, because we were walking home, really drunk night in Spain, we were miles away from our villa, headbutted him. And the whole trip, he just wouldn't shut up about it.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! I can't believe you headbutted me. And I'm just like, oh, just shut up, man. So I headbutted him again. Well, that's it. I think we've solved your problem. Headbutt them, or just be really, really horrible back.
Yeah, that's good.
And the last thing to do is just don't answer their calls.
Or when they're sleeping, just pump coffee into their ass. Fat Sue's got a gastric band.
Is that a statement? It's a statement. There's nothing else to follow that.
That's it.
Gastric bands, tell me your thoughts.
Well, it's sort of like cheating, isn't it?
It is a little bit like cheating.
It's cheating, losing weight.
I don't know anyone with one. I've heard about them on TV and stuff.
Fern Britton's got one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I liked her when she was bigger.
Did you?
I did a little bit.
It's always the case. Yeah. It's always the case. So Jonah went... Hill.
Has he got one?
No, he's just thin now, isn't he?
Yeah, he's really thin.
Not as funny.
Yeah, you're right, not as funny. He can play different roles now, though, can't he?
Yeah, he can.
It's a shame, though, because he... Yeah.
They stopped eating him.
Took me a while.
Did it? Yeah.
So Big Sue's got a gastric band. Who cares? Who cares?
Mind your own business.
Yeah.
Mind your own fat business.
I think we solved that problem. Okay, next up. I love cake, but that's why I'm here. How do I stop myself? Do you ever get those? Do you remember those cookie jars where you kind of open it and then it would make a noise?
Yeah, like a.
Yeah, yeah. Like one of those. Get one of those, man. Put all your cakes in there, or just like if you live with other people, make it sound an alarm.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Or like make it say something really mean about you every time you open it, instead of like.
Yeah, go on. Say I'm opening one now.
Don't you think you've had enough, you fat bitch?
Yeah. That would make me want to smash. Yeah. A cookie jar.
Yeah, but
maybe something that says really nice, like, hey,
oh, you don't need that.
You look great today.
Don't spoil it.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
solved. Next one, sexy.
That's what it should say when you open the cookie jar. I love Twilight.
That is a problem.
Yeah, people get obsessed with that stuff.
They do get obsessed with
it. It might not mean the film.
Okay.
They might just be nocturnal.
Yeah.
So.
That's fair.
That's, you know, that could be the thing.
Good for you. Next. Watch the 20 greatest moments of James Bond last night on Sky.
How was it?
Brilliant. I guess number one. I watched from like 10 to 1. And then I paused it just before it came to 1. And I racked my brain. So I was like, okay, look, I said loads of them. What would be number one? I got it.
What was it?
Do you expect me to talk? No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. I knew it. It's the laser beam, isn't it? There's a moment in it where, like, he's just had this fight with this dude, and then he throws him in the bathtub, and then he just gets the electric fan and just throws it in there.
Oh.
And the guy gets electrocuted in the tub, and then he's just putting his gun on and putting his jacket on, and just, like, shocking.
That's so good.
That's brilliant.
His puns, I was thinking Bond's puns, Sean Connery's in particular, his puns could just be like a category in themselves. There's one where he's like on the beach with his chick and this guy's got a gun just like maybe like, I don't know, 30 yards away, and he's aiming it at Bond, Sean Connery, and he's chirping this chick, and then he just looks over, gets like one of those shark guns, you know, the shark kind of like...
Oh, like a torpedo?
Yeah, well, not a torpedo, but you know, like
harpoon.
Harpoon. Points at the dude, shoots it, guy gets pinned up against the tree, dead, and then Sean Connery just like looks at him and goes, I think he got that point. Because it's sharp.
Yeah.
Because it's sharp. Point at the end of
it. Yeah, I think I got the point. We all got the point. Any good chat-up lines?
Not very good. Grab your coat, you've pulled.
Grab your coat. You've pulled.
Just like that. That's good, man. That's good. What else is there? Oh, there's got to be some good ones. That's a really nice dress. It looked better on my bedroom floor.
Oh.
Yeah? Bit cheeky, yeah, that one, isn't it?
It's very cheeky. You look like you fell from heaven. Are you okay? You angel of the night.
It's a good one.
It's good.
Will Smith did a really good one in Fresh Prince. He goes, are your legs tired, baby? Because you've been running through my mind all day. And then he did a little click, click. Yeah.
That's great.
Swerve. Yeah.
I'm going to find the top chat line.
I think that's a great idea. Let's go through. I'll find a list and you find a list.
You're ugly, but you intrigue me.
What? That's what my mate does, isn't he? I'm way too good looking to be talking to you.
That's the best chat-up line.
It's not. It is. It's not. It's awful.
It's brilliant.
Say it. Deliver it to me like it.
So, okay.
Own it. Own it.
I'll picture the scene as well.
Okay, go on.
Okay, so it's a bar.
Mm-hmm.
There's a girl at the bar. She's sort of like, she's got a drink, like a little martini. She's like, oh. Yeah, just sort of looking around.
She's on her own.
Yeah. Boom. I walk through the door.
Yeah.
Hey, it's to the Izzo. I'm walking through. Okay. I walk up to the bar. Don't even look at her. Well, I take a glance at her.
And she's looking at you.
The whole time. Hey. I'm way too good looking to her.
Try again. I'll be her. Right. Hey.
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 Way too good looking to be talking to you.
You just want to giggle. You're a giggler.
I couldn't do it without giggling.
I got one here that says, the best I've ever heard, my teeth would look great around your ankles. What? It made me laugh. He won a date. He won a date, did he? He won one.
My teeth would look... That's horrible.
My teeth would look great around your ankles.
Oh, so the whole foot is in their mouth.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah. You've got beautiful eyes. I hope no one ever pokes them out.
Wow.
Do you ever sleep? Do you sleep on your stomach? No. Can I?
Hey, I'm a necrophiliac. How good are you at playing dead?
That would make you laugh today or this week.
That's a good one. I think we should use that.
Yeah.
We'll see which gets results.
Hello. You'll join me outside McDonald's in Keighley. Excuse me, sir. Why are you so obese? F off, mate.
Last one.
Pick it up.
Are you ready?
Go for it. Shoot.
People keep calling me Fat Sue. They're just jealous because I've lost loads of weight.
Fat Sue, you are no longer Fat Sue.
You are. You're a hero. You're hero, Sue.
You made it through. You know what? It's a strange thing. It's a strange thing. I remember a friend of mine went to a gym, and no, it wasn't me. They went to a gym, and they were pretty big, and they got... Well, they just got ignored, more or less. Not bullied, but they just got ignored. As soon as they started losing weight, people started talking to them. We live in that kind of world. And there are people who are just dicks. Sue, I don't think you're one of them.
I don't think so either, Sue. Thin Sue.
Can we call you Thin Sue? I suppose we can just call you Sue now,
just
right?
Sue, yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Sue. Susan.
Susan Boyle.
No, don't call you Susan Boyle. Thank you very much for listening, podcast listeners. And we'll see you this time next week. Bye.
Later. Pathetic.